language was to try and craft language that encapsulated our interest in removing the stormwater detention facility on the hill slope, to remove the conditions of saturation, infiltration, causing slope instability, potentially leading to tree problems and the like.
Well, I think what we should do now is scroll through this so that people can read it and be informed.
So are people reading it, I see?
Sorry?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Well, I'd take issue to a little bit of it.
Go back to this last screen. Left. Deviously misleading. I can't see at all.
On the left. Under Bud.
There.
There's one below it as well.
This is all a public Facebook, so you can log in there and take a look at it at your heart's content. You might want to switch over to Councillor Tan's.
And everything I said is factual, and it's what I said at the meeting itself, I believe.
I don't have a Facebook page, so.
On this one on the left, can you scroll down?
I think Brenda had one also. I think that's one of these. Brenda, do you have one too as well? I'm sorry. Okay. So I guess just for completeness, we probably need to look at another counselor's. And Darren, just for complete thoroughness, I don't think you scrolled through all the comments. It's up to you if you want to scroll through the comments, but since...
Because I have two accounts on the same one, so...
Yeah, I don't know anything about Facebook. I don't have a Facebook account.
can read it.
So
we can just read this as the record. I'll let Darren read it as the record. Does that
work? I'll find it.
Yeah. Well, we don't find it.
Kathy, blank out the screen again.
And, if you go to Thomas's, go to that one.
Wait, here we go. Brenda, Perry.
Yeah, look, if you go to this, this will get you there.
Yeah, you can't click on it. Yeah, it's not linked for some reason. I'll find it. If it's your Facebook, if it's your city Facebook page, it should be public, so. Brenda, Perry, City of West Lynn Facebook. This is you. No, Philadelphia. Yeah, I don't know how to get there. You have to sign in. Maybe just read it into the record.
I think you want to read it into the record so they don't
have to pause. I'll let staff do that, but. Mr. Mayor, now that we've scrolled through the written communications we have one other set of communications which we technologically don't seem to be able to get on the screen, so Darren will read those. They are, I think, communications on Councillor Perry's Facebook account.
The sunset hearing was certainly a challenge and required the review of hundreds of pages of testimony and hours of Planning Commission videos. Unfortunately, it's not possible to reach a decision that pleases everyone on such a sharply divided issue with so much passion on both sides. However, I would like to recognize the work done by the city staff and all my fellow councilors on this project. Sometimes we agree and sometimes we need to agree to disagree.
Who's this come from?
Ms. Councilor Perry.
And the page just disappeared. Okay.
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 And I think that concludes our disclosures.
No, we still have some things up here.
Okay.
Bob, I'm letting everyone else finish first, and I'll mention a couple.
I forgot that yesterday when I was interviewing kids for the Youth Council, I did bump into Jane Stickney and Todd Jones, and also the Sunset Appeal was brought up. But again, it was nothing that I learned was new, and it was did not bias me in any way. And also, I just wanted to add something that maybe this isn't the appropriate time. I guess I wanted to talk about that counselors are allowed to speak to staff before the hearings. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe where, like for myself, it was really the first time that I'd heard about this proposed alternate solution on Tuesday night. And so I did learn that there was, again, it's legal for staff to talk to counselors, but I'd heard that other counselors had been talking to staff for quite some time to develop this alternate solution. So for me, I guess maybe it's a flaw in the process that not all this information is being shared to the entire council nor the public. So to hear about the solution for the first time without any information, that's why it was hard for me to make a decision without knowing everything. I don't know if that was appropriate time, but I guess I wanted to address maybe what your statement was about.
I want to just say I was out of the country. Yeah. I did not have any meetings with any staff.
I know you didn't, but I had heard. I mean, I didn't want to name people's names. But
I did. I talked to staff.
I heard that it was you.
Yeah,
and,
I did.
And
I talked to staff, but it was
Mark.
Just like within days before. It wasn't like weeks or we had planned. It was just getting through the record.
Staff communications are not ex-party communications.
Right.
Staff communications are not ex-party communications, and we need to, I think, stay focused here on this hearing on what we're doing step by step. So right now, we want to disclose ex-party communication.
Absolutely. I didn't know if I should add to his posting because it was like you said, it was a time to add a clarification to any of this, his Facebook post possibly. So I just wanted to clarify that, what I knew about it.
Councillor Martin, yes, I know. See you.
Yeah, just one more ex parte communication. As we were leaving the last meeting, I talked to David Dodds in the parking lot. And he expressed to me his, he wanted to express his disappointment with the outcome of the hearing. And I listened to him express his disappointment. And that was about a 45-minute conversation. And during which I don't believe I contributed a whole lot to it other than that if he wanted to talk more later, I'd be happy to talk to him. So we did have, I did have that conversation.
Okay, and I'll disclose a couple things too. I've gotten several messages from some in the community, kind of wishing me well, and you know, sorry, it's a difficult position, situation. I also talked to David Dodds. I ran into him when I went out to my car. They were talking, and I walked up and listened. And David talked to me some, and I didn't learn anything that from that discussion that changed my opinion on things. Although one thing I did learn, which strengthened my opinion, was that I did not understand that the little oval pond was on the depiction when I was commenting on the aerial dimension of the infiltration, that the little oval pond on that Carlson figure was actually the plan proposed after the other, which in my mind just makes it worse in terms of the representation on those calculations, because the calculations of that smaller footprint in nowhere come close to the other footprint. That's what it was told me.
That's what we're talking about. Can we confine this stage of the process to the disclosures of ex parte communications, and then we'll go to the next stage?
So I'm disclosing that was mentioned. And it doesn't change my opinion. I had already found that the calculations in the analysis was an error, and I wasn't accepting it.
Anything else?
Okay.
Now, at this point, you've made the disclosures. It would be the right of anyone who's here to take the opportunity to respond if they felt they needed to in order to set the record straight from their point of view on what the facts are. So if there's anyone who's requesting that opportunity.
So if there's anyone in the community that wishes, if you want to come up, that's fine.
First of all, I don't have communication or nothing this, that, and that at home. This is how I hear things. And most of us, I am really not just disappointed, but what's the word I want to see? Not happy at all when one of the counselor behind us back, us, the voters, the resident, not the voter, pardon me, because a lot of people pay their dues in the city and they can't vote. So I'm not gonna say voter, but the resident, that this kind of thing, thank you very much, young lady, that you brought this up to share it with us, because what anybody forgot to see in the corner of Thomas Franks's Facebook, whatever you want to call it, you guys are going to have to forgive me my language on the computer vocabulary. But I saw, and this being an election time, I take offense on that. So it is not even a communication, somebody trying to pump up Thomas Frank. I don't know. But it is also. So you better do something about it because this is the voting town. That's political. There is a little bit of political campaigning things also in there, which I object. I call all that intimidating. And so he hides those things. And there is, and I don't buy what Councilor Tan also said, she wishes to know that this kind of procedure, we should have known it before even something started. I know for a fact, because I went to all of them, that before, right after the gate, when they vow that they're going to say the truth but not the truth, and they are being finally in position, they go to training. And Mr. Remmer, you've done the training often, even right in this chamber. And I know that all those functions, they are given to your people when you guys are elected. So I'm not going to buy that. Believe me, I'm closer to 100, but I'm not a senile person nor a forgetful brain in here. What I object is that all of a sudden this picking thing in here, when it was already come through, I already was giving him the benefit of sitting there because all through Monday he was in it and this thing came afterwards. But technically, I am even... I'm glad he said no. He was given the benefit to the, the appeal instead of the school. I mean, I pay attention to all those things. But everybody, anybody around in town, they talk with each other. We talk with things. You don't call that bias until I hear you guys bringing out things that are that become very irresponsible from the parties when the UGAP did not form. I mean, I knew his kids was going over there, this and that, but you have to be responsible for this. So
thank
I
you.
Appreciate, Bob, what you just brought up very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Richmond. Want to come forward and state your name?
Glenn Barger, and I test. Live at 3675 Fairhaven Drive. It's extremely alarming to me to hear, particularly Mayor Axelrod's statements and unfortunately even Councillor Martin's statements, that they had ex-party communications for lengthy periods of time with one side, doesn't matter which side. And further, that Mayor Axelrod has indicated that that conversation that occurred has strengthened his position with regard to his opinion on a condition that was placed on the school district to build the school. You know, maybe we live in the information age and Facebook, but at least with regard to Councillor Frank and Councillor Perry and Councillor Tan placing things on their Facebook page, it's in line with transparency. Anyone who has a Facebook page could go see what Councillor Tan or Councillor Frank had to say. As a member of the public and trying to rely on this body that we elected to do something that they're supposed to be doing, it's concerning that there are non-transparent conversations. Coupled with the fact that there were, to use Councillor Frank's words, backdoor communications where the council members went into the offices and did craft language, but certainly with regard to the intimation of the conversations were much broader than just the language. There were intimations of feasibility that were talked about with the city engineers, as well as maybe even cost, which was hushed by councillor. These are the types of things that the public records laws do not allow. There are only certain circumstances where you guys can have closed meetings and make decisions. This is not one of them. And as a citizen of this city, very concerned.
Thank you. Can I address that now? Or are there others?
Let's get all of the comments back, and then this isn't a back and forth. This is an opportunity for people to respond
sure.
to what they heard and get that on the record
sure.
so that you can then have a full set of facts to deliberate on.
Great.
At this point, you're still in deliberation. You haven't finally resolved the case. So people have the opportunity to make sure that the record is set straight. Thank you.
My name is Darcy Peake. I live at 4963 Ireland Lane. It has been very apparent from the beginning of this. I speak for many people in this room. I speak for many people in the community. I have received countless emails that the three of you do not want a school built. I don't care what you say. You do not want the school built. You are fighting the district tooth and nail over tedious things. I do not hear one thing about children from any three of you. I do not hear one thing about the kids. And you are going to blame Counselor Frank for having a daughter at the school. All of you are residents in this city. That is why you are our council. You are part of our city. Okay? You've had children that have gone through the school, correct? Have you had children? Jenny has children at the school. So of course, we want something. I do not see anyone coming together and doing what is best for this city. Again, you are talking about tedious things and things that are not important here. You talk about, let's pull up Facebook. Really? You are demonstrating to children here a very sad state of a, this is my first exposure to city council, and I have a very bad taste in my mouth. I appreciate the transparency of these two. I wish the three of you were as transparent as them, no matter how you feel, whether it be my view or not. I wish I knew, because I don't get it. I do not get it. And there are many people in the community who are absolutely baffled by what is happening here. I'm just getting, you know, we are living in an amazing community, and you are not representing this community how we wish that you were voted in and representing it how it should be.
Well,
Doug Vokes, I spoke the other day. I'm rather disappointed that common sense and logic, basic knowledge of science, reason, thinking has taken a backseat to frivolity. Science is science. It doesn't care what you think. It doesn't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, the color of your skin, the gender. It's going to do what it's going to do. Water flows according to the laws of physics. That is a fact. That's the truth. We need to think in those terms. We need to get beyond this nonsense. To say that our group is not concerned about children is simply not true. It's an insult. It's just amazing that we can't think like an adult. Are we going to make the mistakes of other cities? I don't know. But when mistakes are made, when a golfer makes a mistake, it's known immediately. When you make mistakes in buildings and bioswales, you don't know it for years. Think about it.
One of you come up. Yeah, Peggy.
My concern really was more about how the process was handled last Tuesday night.
Mr. Mayor, the opportunity here is to respond to specific information that came through your disclosures, not general arguments. So if you have a specific fact that was learned,
one of my concerns,
please respond.
It is part of that. When there are two conflicting parties in a situation where you've got the people that were bringing the appeal and those that were not bringing and those that were whose decision was being appealed, all those parties should have been in that room on Tuesday night when you were meeting with the staff, and all those parties should have been in that room. There are things that was done that was a shock and a disappointment, and it leaves us very few options other than to appeal the decision, and that's not what we really want to do, but we didn't have any choice because we didn't have anyone in that room. All parties should have been represented, the city, the school, and the Sunset Park, the Save Our Sunset Park group. So really, for that matter, I think the whole decision needs to be thrown out, and I think we need to start again.
Yes. I just want to note Councillor Frank has to leave, so he's going to, he has another commitment. This is part of the problem we're having with completing this now. So he's going to finish out this Yes.
Noelle Bledy, 4776 Bittner Street. You brought up the pond. The pond had a pond one in the first application and then a pond two, I believe you were referring to. And the change of the pond is in the public record. So, and David Dodds did write about it.
Right.
And it is with the 52-page appeal. So I just wanted to bring in that part of the evidence is in the public record.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you. There's one more coming before, and then we'll get to you, sir.
Just really quick, Carrie Hansen on Bittner Street. I just wanted to put my thoughts into this, that this is a land use hearing. It's not about the time or the money or children. It's about the land use, and the use of the land includes the off-site impacts. We have been very diligent in doing our due diligence and finding out what would happen through an expert with the off-site impacts. Now, I don't know how many people live downhill in this room that are so upset and misunderstanding what we're about, but I just wanted to say that this is a land use and it needs to be confined to the use of this land and not about all these extraneous things and all the anger and things like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Bill Dowell, 2640 Oregon City Boulevard. And I would only say that I've been to all the meetings and so on with the Sunset Neighborhood Association. And I would say that if David Dodd spoke to someone for 45 minutes, he doesn't do so just to talk about the weather. He has a point to influence people, and that was his attempt to do so. Thank you.
Rob Bledy, 4776 Bittner Street. I just wanted to comment on Thomas Frank's Facebook thing and just make sure that everybody understands that that has a humongous impact. It's like we only looked at the specific counselors' Facebooks, but it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies because everybody is connected to connections. So I don't have any statistics or anything, but it is multi by multi by multi compounding. So it's just important to understand that the influence of one post like that was way more than the people that are directly involved with this. And that's all. Thanks.
So my name is Gail Greenman. I'm at 19725 Suncrest Drive, obviously in West Lynn. I would say at the root, you know, we started off the meeting probably got started off in a very shaky way. But at the end of the day, I think we're talking about transparency and trust. And I think that's probably, for those on for the side of the argument that I'm on, I certainly feel that way. I'm the resident, I think it was mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, who emailed all of the counselors on the same email and copied my husband, and I think that was the initial start of the chain. And I think, I had really one simple question. We've talked about science and land use just in the last few minutes, and I had one simple question of you, and that was, other than the 8-page report that really cites a site visit and observations without really any further scientific study, what was the scientific analysis or information that you used to make your decision? And when you talk about transparency and trust, the response that I got from city staff was, well, the matter's closed. What's on the website is on the website, and anything additional will be on the website next week, when that's really not a satisfactory answer. I think it was really simple to, and you know, you all have seen the communications that have gone back since that time, as recently as this afternoon. And so just getting to that point of transparency and trust, and I think at the root of it, that's what people are really, really upset about. So I think for those of us, in terms of being on the school district sides of the argument, you know, just really want that and feel like that really didn't happen Monday night or Tuesday night, and it really doesn't feel like it's going any better today. So.
And the children number thing.
My name is Wayne Tilley. I live at 2580 Oregon City Boulevard.
The gentleman before talked about science, and we talked about the land. It's a land use issue, and I totally agree. And on the record, you have an engineering firm that's been in Portland over 40 years. It has offices on the West Coast, Chicago, New York, that have put their stamp of approval of your original plan. I don't know why we can't accept an original plan. And one other issue was, I was just curious of why Councillor Perry had to go talk to David Dodds and tell him about Frank's wife and children being here. What was the purpose of that? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, so that concludes, unless there are others who want to testify, that concludes the disclosure of ex parte communications and the responses. I thank everyone for doing that.
And so we have some responses up here. Councillor Martin.
Let me point out, this is not a back and forth.
It's just
evidence.
To clarify, I
so
think.
We don't have responses at the council level until you get into your conversation about deliberation.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Because if you respond, then we'll have responses back and we won't get this record.
I understand.
Okay. So we'll hold that. Could I have the applicant come up? Tim Woodley, could you come up, please? Thank you for coming tonight.
You're welcome.
I know this has been a long ordeal. And the application and the appeal that's before us addressing the construction of the school is a really important matter. It's important to everyone in the room. And I've said this several times, including myself, we all want to see the school built. It's very important that we get the decision right, that we document what it is that we find needs to be addressed to make sure it can go forward. I think at the last hearing on the 24th, the council began crafting an approach we thought would help see that the school could move forward if we address some of the conditions that we saw, which were principally associated with the stormwater management system, saturated soils, and the trees' effects there. The record is, I don't know how many thousand-something pages we've had to go through. Getting those findings together, we've all been very busy. Council has been trying to put together the facts of the positions and, you know, where the council stands on it. And we're losing councilors even as we're here, the ability to address it, and we're up against the clock.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I would like to ask you if you'd be willing to extend the 120-day clock so that we could get our findings correct and at our next council meeting come together with proper findings to move the project forward. My concern is I don't think we're going to achieve it tonight, yeah. And the city hall is closed tomorrow, and it's a holiday Monday.
Yeah, and we have some of our own constraints, so could I talk with our group just briefly?
Certainly. You want to take a recess? Should we take a recess for a couple minutes, or are you
3 minutes?
Three minutes?
It won't take long.
Seems reasonable. Do I need to adjourn, or?
Yeah, I think we should recess until.
Okay, let's recess for a couple minutes. Thank you.
We can't be making a record when we're in recess.
Well,
does this mean that this is still open?
No. The count. Well, I'll wait till when they're back and we reconvene, and we'll explain.
June 6th. Yeah, it's June 6th. It's a work session.
I'm going to be able to be June 6th in here.
I got to be a, I got a long meeting. It would be Brenda. No. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. See what happens.
You already had it. You already had it. It went with the appeal. Why did anybody be it?
I don't know.
I couldn't decide with the appeal. The children are getting hurt in here. And there's a summer in the summer can be the hurt as well. No one cares about that. They didn't know about this thing. They go to training. The minute after they do this work, they're all. Yes, they do.
How long have you been doing this, John? 30 years? 30 years. Midsummer Mystery?
Yeah. Midsummer is the comedy. It's all heavy on the
Let me ask something.
Thank you.
tomorrow night about 11:30. Oh, no, I told her I might just have to... I know. I'm like, you got a bicycle, you just go ride wherever you want.
Oh, Tim?
Guys, we need a calendar schedule.
So, if they went to the 3rd,
that weekend, what is June?
We have a special meeting on Thursday, the 2nd
week. They look like they can't wait until the 6th. But what about the 2nd? Yes.
So, what time do they get done before?
We'd have to postpone the CCI, but we
can we
do
just,
it.
Can we do it later?
It is what I see there. I had a meeting also.
We should check with Thomas. Well, we probably have to send it later. So.
Is the presumption that there are not going to be material changes to the findings valid?
I would say that the hope of the staff is there will be material changes.
Right.
They can't tell you what they're going to do.
Okay.
But our hope is
right.
That it won't be so extensive that cover up with what's already
there. I mean, they're not ideal, but
yeah,
at this point,
we're advocating.
Sorry. You're going to have to get a Facebook page now.
I was thinking of having a Facebook page. I found out it goes on after.
Are we all ready to go? Yes, we are reconvening to discuss a request of the applicant to extend the 120-day clock to allow council to prepare proper findings that would be consistent with the continuation of the work and objectives and direction that we had reached on our previous hearing on the 24th to move forward and advance the project with a condition regarding the principally the storm sewer management system.
Okay, so I'm just a couple comments moving up to the question at hand. Number one, from the school district's point of view, we see each of the counselors as being perfectly capable of carrying out their responsibilities. We are absolutely confident in that.
Secondly,
for the record, and it won't surprise you, we believe that we have the existing application is sufficient. However, the City Council has processed through this with great deliberation. I appreciate the seriousness you have all taken. And it has been respectful, and I thank you for that. We have seen the last kind of latest draft of the final decision and reviewed it. I think you're darn close. The district finds nothing.
Okay, at this point, this is not for testimony on that. We're trying to figure out a schedule. That's it.
Toward that end, we think you're really close. And so for us, we as a public body have our own agendas and schedules also. We have a school board meeting next Monday, June 6th. It's a budget adoption. We actually have a proposal to award a contract for this particular school that has been publicly bid. There are a lot of things that our board needs to attend to. I absolutely have to be there to support that. It's end of school activities. There's lots of stuff for that meeting. So June 6th for us kind of doesn't work, and that's traditionally happened where you guys meet when we do. We would certainly be willing to extend this to the Friday, June 3rd, if that's what it takes to get this done. And part of my points about pointing to this is that I think you're almost there. So that would be our position at this point in time, a little extra time for you folks to get those findings in a way that you would like. We're certainly still in agreement with the condition that was proposed. I've done a little research. We know it can be done. Any other questions then?
I just want to thank you. I think it's a great decision. I think we'll end up in a decision that everyone will benefit from.
Very
so
good.
I appreciate that. And I thank you for your kind comments too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
We have a couple people, Councillor Perry. Or Councillor Tan.
Am I able to ask a question? Oh, sorry. Am I able to ask a question, or is it just already decided we're moving forward and continuing this case?
You can certainly ask a question.
I just want to know, usually this is the first time, usually we have our findings, and then just initially I was going to even call in because I had to reschedule my whole children's carpool tonight, and usually we just take our vote. So I guess I'm at loss what we're still writing about, what we're changing in our findings. This is the first time that's ever occurred under my 6 years that we've had to continue and rewrite our findings. I just want to understand for clarity.
Yeah, I can talk about the process when we get to that point. So.
You are going to clarify it?
Yes. Are we at the stage now where we're going to move to?
Well, I think we should, if we're agreeing to, do we need a vote to extend or anything about that decision and the offer to extend? Do we need to?
At the close of your hearing tonight, I think you would
set
time,
the extension?
For an extension.
Yes.
Right, based upon what you've heard.
And my understanding is that we are going to try and convene the council meet on June 2nd. And having it extended to the Friday of the 3rd would allow, would it be final editing, or we'd have to have it done final editing on that day? We could do final editing.
You'll need to adopt your decision.
That night. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I've been told that is court date here in this room. And it might be free, but if there's a possibility that there could be an all-day court or a court that would go into the evening. And if that's the case, we will make arrangements to probably conduct it either at the police station, the Westland Police Station, or our adult community center. So there's room for people to come, there's room for audience. It's a little more different and awkward, but, hopefully at that point, by the time we get there, we'll be closer and, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right. So do we want to move into the process now of
Yes, let's talk, if it's appropriate, Mr. Mayor, let me review where we are in the process and address Councilor Tan's question about adopting findings. At this point, you're still in the deliberation stage. You've taken evidence, and you're still considering your decision. At your last meeting, you started your deliberation, and you discussed the issue, and you reached a tentative decision, which is our typical way of doing things, not unusual. We advise you, in land use cases, to discuss the direction you want to go and render a tentative decision, which means a decision subject to seeing the actual findings document and the conditions. Those then come back to you for final approval. That's the process that we've recommended and that we're using tonight. Under your procedures, you have the ability, once you've heard a case, to affirm it, that is, affirm what the Planning Commission did, or deny what the Planning Commission did, or to modify it. All three of those are before you. And as I understand your tentative decision, it was that you wish to approve the project, but modify the approval, and modify it in the form of conditions that address stormwater. So that's essentially the issue that the case has come down to, and that we are looking to get direction from you on. We've prepared a draft set of findings. If they address your concerns adequately, then you could approve them and approve the condition that goes with them. But if you change your mind or we haven't captured your thinking, then you would give us direction on how to change those findings. As it turns out, you've got two versions of those findings, which reflect two different theories of the case. They both have essentially the same condition. That is a condition that calls for modification of the stormwater facility. One of them, the first one you received, is based on this theory, that all of the criteria have been satisfied by the applicant, consistent with what the Planning Commission said, except for the community need related to trees, and that there needs to be a condition to protect the trees. The second version that you've received just recently before this hearing began is based on the theory that the application does not meet all the criteria, that there are several criteria that are not satisfied, but the condition relating to stormwater will, if imposed, satisfy those conditions. So both of them support the same type of condition, but they offer different theories as to why it's supportable.
Good.
Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you. I didn't realize this one that we just got a few minutes before our meeting was a brand new draft. And so I was like, whoa. Yeah.
This is a very difficult process for everybody theory. Because we're up against this 120-day clock, and until just a minute ago, we were trying to get everything done in 48 hours. Very
I
tough.
I just wanted to ask in a public forum so that way it could be explained to everyone.
Right. And this is a red line, so it's just a few changes in it.
It's just a start, yeah. Councillor Martin, did you want to say something else?
Well, thank you for explaining that, and I also wasn't aware of the difference. I just read the one that affected trees. And I know that if this did go to LUBA, the specificity of the condition is very important. And do you have an opinion between these two different findings as to which is stronger in terms of how well it specifies how specific the condition is?
No, I think the critical thing is capturing your thinking. What we need to do at LUBA is be able to identify the issues that were debated, the conflicting evidence, and explain what part of that evidence you decided to rely on in making your decision.
Is there a reason that we don't address both?
Well, in effect, you do. If you were to accept one version, you implicitly deny the other. Maybe I'm not understanding your question.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the reason for the, if I understood you right, in the second one, we're talking about the stormwater being the reason, you know, for the need for the condition.
Is that right? One of them, the first version, it says that the application meets all the criteria except the stormwater system is not protecting the trees as well as it should, and so it needs to be modified. The second version says the stormwater system has other problems than just affecting the trees, that it has downwater impact, downstream impacts, and other criteria that are not met, and that if you impose the stormwater condition, number two, those effects will be mitigated.
Well, and again, why wouldn't you say that both the tree, the loss of the trees, and therefore, you know, the needs of the community, and the off-site impacts of the water were both of those were factors in requiring the condition?
That's number two. That's what number two.
You had both in there. Oh, I thought I thought it was.
It's not either or.
No. I'm sorry. I thought it was trees or the other one.
The second version says, in addition to the tree impact, there are other impacts that.
Thank you. Now I understand. Yeah. Thank you.
And you know, when we approached this, when we identified the concern, I outlined for everyone, and I thought at least there was some agreement and some disagreement on the findings. And that is that the stormwater issues and the stormwater management of that pond that's leaking in that area, where we're going to have oversaturated soils and concern for oversaturation affecting adjacent city property, potentially adjacent private properties, and the trees. So they're all tied to the same concern. Okay? So that was really, so I felt, and that was the focus on trying to look at an alternative to the end line storage on the hill slope was the focus of the considerable problems that I felt were, you know, unacceptable. So also that night, council, well, we as a group had that condition statement. Recall that one brief condition statement that came up? And then you'll see in this version an alternative that was crafted by staff, but I feel it doesn't reflect it actually goes back opposite against where we were intending to go. And I'm recommending that we go with the first version. And maybe we could bring that up. Can we put that up on the screen?
Yeah, it's page two.
You have to go? Okay. Okay. We're not going to have any final decisions. We're going to just talk about a couple of the points. And you're going to have to go too?
Maybe we should do this at the next meeting. I think that'd be better because one thing's going to lead to another here. And, I mean, really,
I don't think we want to go too long at the next meeting.
No.
Well,
can I? Are you guys comfortable with this? Can I just say that I have a couple just minor changes to it?
Sure.
No, go up to the. Oh, is it the reconfigure at the top there?
Yes, the top three lines are the original motion. Yes.
So my recommendation would be after impervious, put a comma. After lined, put a comma. So on the second line over there, impervious, comma, lined, comma, below grade, and we just insert the word below. No. After impervious, no. We're at the top three, top three lines. Second line, far on the left side.
According to that first paragraph.
first paragraph. There you go. Impervious, comma. Impervious, comma. Lined, comma. And then insert below grade. Below grade. The point that the assumption there, what it was to be
I would prefer to just leave it as it was. I think my concern is a little too detailed. I prefer to just leave it as it was.
Well,
can we clarify what below grade means?
Below grade.
I'm not a scientist.
Okay, below grade means at surface or below.
Okay, that was my guess. I just didn't know.
At surface or below.
I would prefer to leave that just as is. Leave that out. I think it's.
Can you guys?
The idea here is that my concern is if we don't have below grade, I don't want to see a water treatment plant, a water treatment facility built there. I mean, if it has it's written, you could build a water treatment like building.
Is below grade underground?
Ground or below.
So is that a different type of facility then? Another facility?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to have to be. I think it's going to have to be like a tank type of structure.
I feel like we're going into a whole new uncharted water. I'm not a scientist, but I don't. Maybe we should recess.
I'd just like to leave that out and leave it up to the applicant and our city staff to work out how this will be done. With the minimum changes to the application.
So just.
No disrespect at all. It just sounds from my minimal non-scientific knowledge, below grade sounds like a whole different facility.
Yeah, it sounds a little too detailed for me too. Right. So I would just take that out and leave the statement as we agreed.
Well, I guess I'm concerned that if we don't specify how we want somewhat of that appearance of that south property to look, right? I mean, I don't think we want a building there either in the park on that property. I mean, if you look at the finding on maximizing recreation use and the preserving trees, the goal was to push the structure back. To the ideas give the incentive to push it back toward the facility itself, and a portion of it could be even buried, a significant portion of it buried under the corner at the edge, you know, of the building in that parking area, like where the TVFNR parking stuff.
Mayor,
you could have storage under that.
My concern is that it's not our job to design it for them; that we leave it to.
Well, please hold your.
We leave it to. The city staff and to the applicant.
And just if we do that, staff has the ability to approve or disapprove. I mean, if they come back with a building, I mean, in the such general language, they could come back with just a very, they could build a building there.
Wouldn't that be a substantive change? And then they would.
Yeah, the question will be whether or not a revised proposal is so changed as to amount to a new proposal, in which case there'd have to be an amendment.
I would think a building would fit that, a substantive change. So
yeah, I'd have to leave that to the engineers to decide. I mean, the first question is, can they approve it under our adopted standards? And if they can, it seems to me it's closer to the minor change side. If it's going to require changes to standards, then maybe it's not.
Yeah, I would prefer to leave it and leave that piece out.
I would prefer as well. I'm not an engineer, as I've been stating, and so I'd leave it to the engineers and experts to do that job.
Okay. No. Sorry. Okay. Then Councillor Perry has to leave, right? Okay. So I'm not sure what else we can accomplish tonight with minimal representation on council. We do have three of us here, but I'm kind of reluctant to proceed on much.
What I'm thinking is that we all have both documents and they should be publicly noticed, so we should be able to each of us review each document and see which one we're most comfortable with, come back to the next meeting, and then that's the document, depending on the agreement, that's the document we go with. Then it's all on the public record. People can see what exactly we're evaluating.
I'd like us to focus on one of the approaches, and I think from my findings, I wouldn't be comfortable with moving forward without recognizing the stormwater impacts and all. So the second one would be the recommendation that we work from moving forward.
Then I think we need to look at that and come back and decide which of these two documents we use next time, is my feeling. And then we've got it in the public record. We're not making any changes that the public is not seeing. So I think that's important. And then Councillor Frank will also have a chance to review the document, both documents, and compare.
Any other comment on that?
No, I think that's fine. I don't think we can do much more tonight, and I'd like to have Councillor Frank here so that he's fully understands what we're doing.
Just so we're clear, I don't think Councilor, we chose, was it June 2nd, the date we chose to continue? And he did tell me, I called him to check, he cannot make June 2nd.
So he can give us his comments, though, or he can submit his comments.
Yes, I just wanted
council.
To let everyone know. So he could attend June, I'm sorry, what day did we decide on? Is it June 2nd?
June 2nd.
So June 3rd is, okay, June 2nd is Thursday. He can meet that Wednesday, I apologize. Getting my dates confused.
And at this stage, we would continue to work with you to craft the language we want to see. I mean, there could be some, we need to work, the council needs to work on its findings.
Yeah.
We can't, I don't think we can wait until Thursday to work on the findings. So we will work with you, and should we give our feedback into Tim and have him pull our comments together?
Sure. We can make available to the public on the website the document so they can review it.
But why if we're still crafting it, why would we, because there's some things in here I really find unacceptable, and I don't know why.
Well, that's the council's call, really.
Oh, okay.
On how you do it.
Well, it seems like such a preliminary draft at this stage.
And that's what it is now, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do we want to put it up? I don't know. That's fine. Anything else? Martin, Councillor Martin.
Yeah, I mean, just to say that at some point, you know, we have to trust the staff to do this. We've outlined what we want, and whatever we do in the findings, we're going to have to trust the staff to do it. So I don't know how far we should try to go here. We just want to identify the critical things that we have to identify what we want them to do, let them decide how it's done. And we need to get it done in a way that doesn't delay the school at all. We have those dates, and thank you again for the extension that you've given us. So I believe that we're going to be able to find craft findings that allow them to create a solution that doesn't increase cost, doesn't increase schedule, and maintain safety, and just incidentally saves the park. So that's our goal.
Councilor Tan.
I just want to echo too that your sentiments exactly, Councilor Martin, that we have our very stellar planning, stellar attorneys crafting these findings. The school districts, as I said, it looks complete pretty much. I think they might be even polite in saying you're almost there, but it looked complete to me, I guess, when I reviewed it. But I am respectful if people want to review it more, but at some point I think we do need to rely on our experts. That's why we hire them. That's why they're part of our city government staff and move forward with this.
I want to make a couple comments on some of the community comments about the sentiments on things. And I just would like to clarify that I think I've made it abundantly clear many times how much I care about our schools and how much I care about our kids and growing up here and bringing my kids through the school system. And this isn't a decision, really. In a way, we are deciding a land use decision. When I look at the hydrology and I look at saturated soils and I look at offsite impacts that affect city property and adjacent property owners, those aren't tedious things, all right? Those are not tedious things. These are things that we need to make proper decisions on. This is gonna be a facility that's gonna be here for 100 years. We're gonna see a wetter climate in the future. We're gonna be managing more water than even are calculated and shown in these calculations for the 100-year storm. It's changing, and the world is changing. And I'm very uncomfortable, you know, moving forward an application that sort of violates really the core of the kinds of things we're supposed to do, which is really to look out for everyone's interests. This isn't about us versus them. It's not about pitting one side versus another. It's about trying to get the record correct and trying to make the best decision moving forward. And I would hope that everyone in the community respects our ability and our sentiments and our opinions about the conditions and what they may lead to and our understanding and evaluation and our evaluation of the entire record. It's very important. So that's all I'll say on that. And no clapping, please. Thank you. If there's nothing more on the order, I will adjourn. We are adjourned.